Towards the end of the Torah, in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses the Jewish people and he says to them, "Umi goy gadol? Umi goy gadol? Asher yesh lo Elokim krovim elav, kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav." It's a marvel. It's halo davarhu. It's something amazing that Hashem, God, is actually at the call of the Jewish people. When the Jewish people call out to him in all earnestness, he will answer them. He will answer them. This is a spiritual axiom. So, one of the rules, so to speak, of Judaism presented in the Torah. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rashbam there, one of the Rishonim, he says, "Look, I'll show it to you." Right? The Jewish people are stuck, trapped at the sea. Trapped at the sea of reeds with the Egyptians, hot on their trail in order to obliterate them, annihilate them, exterminate them, execute and murder them. And they have no place to turn. And what do they do? What do? They begin to call out to God. Rashi's explanation, in an eloquent expression of not only history, but of almost like a poetic description. Rashi's words are "Tafsu umnus avosam." Tafsu umnus avosam. When all else fails, if all your business doesn't work, all your different attempts at creating a career for yourself, go into your father's business. That's the sure thing. That's what you know. It's money in the bank, as they say. You've got it down. It's the way to go. It's the way to go. It's a smart thing. Go into your father's business. That's what you know. Tafsu umnus avosam. The Jewish people, with no chips left, they turn to God. They grab onto their father's business, meaning to say, the way of Avram, the way of Yitzchak, the way of Yaakov. They call out to God, and they beg and plead and beseech Him to save them, the Jewish people, and God does that. That's exactly what happens. What day? What was the date of that event? We know it. We're not always privy to every exact date of everything that happens in the Bible. But this story, a biblical story, black on white in the Torah text, it's extremely clear that this event is the event that happened today, the sixth day of Pesach. The sixth day of Pesach. So we have the 21st day of Nisan is the day that the Jewish people called out and got their prayers answered. As I once heard years ago, Rabbi Avram Shor express, today is the day that it is proven that when you call out to God, He will answer you. You could say any day we can call out to God. That's exactly the axiom. True. But here we have a national historic day that God answers prayers, and he'll not only will He answer prayers, He will answer them in a miraculous fashion. Today is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. Today is the day of the longing and expression for Kriyas Yamsuf, meaning to say, even though tomorrow is the celebratory day, tomorrow the day of the seventh day of Pesach, the day that the Jewish people actually, the sea split and the Jewish people crossed the sea. That's true. But Rashi, as Rashi explains, it was on the sixth day of Pesach. Tafsu umnus avosam. Today is a biblical day of prayer. Today is a day of prayer. And it's a day of prayer that if we, it's a sustained prayer. It's not a 5-minute prayer. But we see that prayers that are expressed today, God will answer them even miraculously. We have a precedent for this. So my small blessing to you is may we merit to pray our hearts out, and may we merit that God should answer all our prayers. Have a great, wonderful Chag Sameach, and may all of you, all of us, everyone has their own Mitzrayim, everyone, no exceptions. Everyone has their own constraints and difficulties and challenges. Everyone's trying to get, miraculously burst out and break away from the things that hold them back and constrict them. We all are looking to escape our difficulties and enter into the freedom and enter into the holiness, the holy land, and the place of God and godliness. May each of us merit miracles, and may God answer all our prayers. Chag Sameach.